Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillia, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Are you concerned with the Jalen Hurts situation? It's our Twitter question sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation. PIDentalCenter.com. 69% voting no, 31% yes. It's a lot of people with their head in the sand on a quarterback that's been in concussion protocol for 2+ weeks. Just head in the sand.
Yeah, because I think they feel comfortable with the guys and the fact that, Green Bay Packers look like they're leaking oil a little bit. So I think that's where people are. They, you know, the cooler heads prevail in situations like this.
Yeah, it's interesting how confident you are that they could win the game even if Hurst has a clear concussion protocol. I mean, that would be...
I mean, it's a simple formula, in my opinion.
Well, I mean, simple.
Well, when I say simple, I mean for us offensively. And we saw a little bit of that when Kenny Two Gloves was out there. Get a ball to Saquon, even though it was tough sledding. Get a ball to Saquon. Put the ball in the hand of your playmakers. Jalen's special. No question about that. And I'm not trying to diminish what he brings to the table. That's not what I'm trying to do. But at the same time, if he's not ready to go, there is a formula for success here,
in my opinion. But to be fair, so we saw Kenny extended play twice this year, right? Washington when he came in, and then Dallas. They lost with Kenny against a good team. They beat a bad team. The Green Bay's, I don't think Green Bay's great, and I agree with you, they're leaking oil. We're going to hear in this segment from some of the stuff going in the locker room, but they're good, right?
Yeah, they're not a slouch.
No,
I'm not saying
they
that.
They won 11 games.
But the Saquon Barkley that got him for, what, 3 touchdowns in the first game or two? It was 1 or 2 or 3.
It was 3. I think it was 3.
Yeah, that's not the same Saquon. That Saquon was just getting his feet wet. That Saquon was looked at as a complimentary piece. In that game.
He was.
Now, this Saquon is the centerpiece. It's a totally different ball game now, brother. And with that being said, you're going to have to allocate all of your resources, well, I would think, to stop that man who just, by the way, got slighted from breaking the all-time rushing record in the NFL. So you know he's going to be ready to play.
Yeah, he had 3 touchdowns. I'm looking back at the box score now. It was 20. His rushing actually was kind of tame considering the rest of the season. It was 24 for 109.
Just getting his feet wet.
2 touchdowns. And then he had the two receptions, 23 yards and a touchdown. He had that touchdown in the front corner of the end zone on the wheel route. Yeah, he played well that day, but you're right. He's been better since then. 215-592-9494. Back to the phone lines. And, of course, your thoughts on the Hugh Beard situation, which, you know, we're trying to pin you down with a number here. We're going to extend this down to Sunday because you've put up such a stink the last couple days.
I'm not going to go quietly into the night.
No, I mean, you're lucky that we're nice about this because, I mean, we could.
You were nice. You've been bullying me the whole time.
You lost.
I did lose. Let me ask you this question.
Go ahead.
Say, because we like to play the gambling game.
Mm-hmm.
Say, if we made a bet for the Eagles defense not to give up 18 points a season, and say we went with the numbers that we see on the official account or the official stats from the NFL, do you think Vegas would pay you that bet?
I think if the bet was defensive points allowed.
See, now we're playing semantics. Points allowed. Okay, so if you had a bet for 18 points a game,
yeah.
Do you think that they would pay you out?
I don't know how they'd handle this.
You know how they would handle
it,
Joe.
They are pretty particular about the way it's worded in those bets. So I think if they said defensive points per game allowed, then they would pay that out.
Yeah, so that means I won.
No.
Mm-mm.
No, that means I won. Actually means
no, because actually what I said, nope. you heard what I said. I rounded up because they actually gave up 17.8 points a game. And I said if they went to the stat that I was referring to and you made a bet for 18 points.
No, like if say the bet that we made was on FanDuel.
No, I'm talking about a
we would have gotten paid out.
Okay, so that means I won.
No, we would have gotten paid out. Us.
No,
you're not. Kyle and
no.
I don't think you're
that
following.
That means you're not following what I'm saying. I said if we made a bet on FanDuel saying that the Eagles gave up 18 points a game.
But the bet was the Eagles' defense.
Yeah. No, the Eagles.
Now you're the one trying to spin this.
No,
into
I'm not spinning
not.
It, but
spin
I'm saying the Eagles.
Dr. Douglas.
Okay, let's do it the way you said it then. The Eagles' defense gave up 18 points a game.
But they gave up less than that.
They would pay that bet out. They would pay that bet out.
I
18
know.
Points a game. They would pay it out.
All I know is.
So that means, in essence, I won.
No, they wouldn't.
Yes, they would.
Why?
Because it would be the opponents to score. The opponent's bets,
no,
right?
No, not if it said defensive points per game.
No, defense. You said defensive points.
Okay.
Yeah.
And keep telling yourself that, all right?
I'm just trying
keep
to tell you, man.
Keep telling yourself
won.
That. You
did
didn't.
Win.
I mean, I think the entire city feels a certain way.
No, I know the city feels a certain way because of my take. They're not feeling a certain kind of way because, like, in the stat book, when it says how many points did the defense allow, and if you ask Siri right now, how many points did the Eagles defense allow? She'll say 17.8. I have an agenda.
You know, I think we need to maybe get an official. Maybe we
right
could
now.
Find a way to get someone with the official stats for the NFL. I mean, this because I'm pretty confident you lost on just reality here, and you're living in
how
in
many
a la-la
points
land.
Did the Eagles defense allow in 2024? That's what I just asked Siri, and it said it goes to Fox Sports points allowed, NFL stat leaders. It says Eagles 303, Los Angeles Chargers 301.
Yeah, but we established that's
stats.
Wrong. We had that's
no,
wrong.
No, but this is Siri. Siri is like the top of the top.
Siri doesn't know 300, anything.
It says
not.
The Los
Siri
Angeles Chargers
know anything.
301. That's what it said. I'm looking at it. It said NFL official NFL stat.
I can't even say the head coach's name without this technology popping
this
up on
this
my phone.
NFL
she has no
stat.
Idea what she's doing.
I'm just telling you.
Didn't we establish earlier that the Chargers beat writer negated all this last night? It's over. I mean,
the Philadelphia Eagles defense allowed 303 points, opponent points this season.
No, opponent points. That's not points by the opponent's offense.
No, but it said the Philadelphia Eagles defense. Yeah. It says Eagles defense 2024 points allowed.
Lies,
that's what it says.
And those are lies. I mean, we all
that's what it says. Matter of fact, I'm gonna make this my header now.
What is the Eagles defense on the field when the Jaguars offense scored?
It says Eagles.
No, their defense scored.
2024 points allowed. That's what it says. I'm going by what it says.
You know what? Let's talk to Joe and Kenson. I need.
I'm just saying.
What's up, Joe? Joe. All right, Joe's probably trying to calculate this. Seth and Media is up. What's up, Seth?
Hey, what's going on, everybody?
Hey, Seth. What's up?
Not much. Cue the camera over there.
Unbelievable.
First of all, Seth.
No, let me put this to bed.
No, Seth. First of all, don't call me Hugh the camera. That's where we draw the line.
Hugh the camera.
Okay, so Seth, when you look at the stats for the Eagles defense, how many points does it say it gave up? How many points does it say it gave up?
Let me put this to bed.
No, let you spin it. That's what you're about to do. Spin it,
sir. You tried to say that when the Eagles. When the Eagles offense has an interception that they turn into the defense, right?
First of all, wasn't my spin. That was my lawyer's spin. Get it right.
Okay. Well, your lawyer is about to lose, okay? Because here you go. And I don't even have a law degree, right? I graduated from Delco University. All right, here we go. When the defense gets an interception and runs it back for the touchdown, does that count towards an offensive touchdown?
Nope.
No, it does not. So there is no way that the offense should ever be counted as defense. Yeah, they have to make a tackle, and that's part of it, but they're still the offense, right? When offensive line blocks somebody, it's an offensive block. Defensive line blocks somebody, it's a defensive. It's part of the game.
Seth, I'll let you speak now. Matt, please have the floor.
100%, Mr. Greenbeard.
Okay, so do you have a smartphone?
I mean, sure.
No, do you have a smartphone? Now, do me a favor. When you get off the phone from this phone call, ask your smartphone, how many points did the defense allow of the Philadelphia Eagles in 2024? Ask your smartphone that and see what comes up.
Don't do it.
No, because he knows what's going to happen.
The smartphone doesn't understand the context.
I'm giving him the context. When you say, okay, do me this favor. For everybody, Seth, for everybody who says that I lost this bet, do this exact thing for me. Google, go into your smartphone
and
just like this say, how many points did the Philadelphia Eagles defense give up this year? Ask to say that. Just say that and get back to me.
But the phone's wrong.
No.
We can do the math ourselves and figure this out.
No, when you do that, get back to me. I am not asking.
You're trying to get off on a technicality here. No, I'm not trying to get off on a technicality.
I am doing specifically what y'all are doing.
No.
Google, do me that favor then.
We just did the math.
Go into your phone and say Siri or Alexa or whatever it is. Say, how many points did the Eagles defense allow in 2024? Do that for me and get back to me.
I will do that, but then you got to go on your smartphone and try and find who has the best prices on green beard dye.
Dog, listen, first
of all, phone call, Seth.
I've already, I knew that there was a possibility that this was going to happen, so don't you worry about that. Just do what I asked you to do. I got this covered. If it happens, I am a man of my word. I will do this, but as of yesterday and today and or later on this week, I'm right.
I mean, you could say it. It doesn't mean it's true, but you can believe that. Do we? I want to play something for everyone. Angie, I want you to hear this again, and then I want you to tell me what this was, because let's just hear it. I mean, this is not a score that should be counted against the Eagles' defense. Here it was back in week 9.
Hurts comes back. He gives it off to Barkley. Barkley crawls along the ground, fumbles the football, and it's recovered. Now, was it fumbled while he was down? The Jaguars pick it up. They're running down the field, and in for the touchdown goes Trayvon Walker.
Now, there's a reason for concern.
Wow, that defense, man, really screwed
us. I hear what you're saying, but like I said, when we do it again for y'all, just because Siri, how many points did the Philadelphia Eagles defense give up in 2024?
Quite frankly,
she ain't going to speak to me. But it comes up the same.
She's getting tired of you.
She knows you're wrong.
No, she don't speak. She don't speak, but she know what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. That's all. Hey, I only can go on what's being said and what Vegas is going to honor. And the NFL is honoring
this
that.
It says
303 points.
This is the midday show sports book.
I know. This is the midday show full of bullies and coercers.
Let's take it a step further. Forget the
and
points.
Coercers and rabble rousers.
Forget the points.
And people that hate the fieriest take that ever has been on this radio station.
Okay.
That's the best take ever. They're going to put that on my Rushmore out there.
Your take is in the bottom of the Schuylkill.
I am not
Let's
going
take
out
it
without a
step
fight.
Further.
Seth, did you Google it, Seth? Where you at, Seth?
Can we take
I
it
ain't heard from you.
Can we take it a step further?
We've taken it further as we go. We've taken it this far. Why not? Why not let's go a little bit further?
When the Jaguars picked up that fumble and ran in for the touchdown, should all those yards also be counted against our defense?
Well.
Want me to do it again? Siri.
No, I don't care about Siri.
I'm just telling you what Siri
is. Siri's just reading from Google.
I'm just telling you what Siri
is. Siri doesn't know anything. Not for Siri. All right. Can we hear from the Packers? We can all agree on this. The vibes in Green Bay, they're not great. So what do we have here, Kyle? Do we have Xavier McKinney?
Xavier McKinney and Matt LaFleur.
All right. Let's hear from this. So yesterday and Sunday after the game, so the Packers lost their last two games, right? They lost in Minnesota 2 weeks ago, and they lost to the Bears at home in a game. I guess they were trying for seeding and trying to avoid coming here, but they couldn't even win it anyway. The coach botched the timeout situation at the end. He gave they lost the Bears. The Bears had won a game since October. They lost the Bears on Sunday. Listen to this stuff. It doesn't sound to me, Hugh, like the Packers are coming in here as a strong, united front. Let's hear from Xavier McKinney first. Packers safety had a great season as a free agent there, but he did not seem thrilled with how the team's playing after the game.
What would you like to see corrected from this one before next week?
Everything. Yeah. I mean, this is what it is. Same stuff every week. So, I mean, I think it's, the guys individually, everybody got to look at themselves and say, okay, what do we want to do? How far do we want to take this? And, I think that's just the reality of it.
I hear that, Hugh. I get some last year Eagle vibes to that. They won 11 games, but the question heading into the postseason is, what do you want to get fixed? And he said everything? That doesn't sound good.
Nah, not at all. Not at all. It just sounds like a team that's in a little bit of disarray. They don't like the way things are going. Basically, like you said, they sound like we did last year.
It does.
There's a little bit of, dissension in the ranks a little bit.
Well, then the head coach asked about, a little team meeting after the game. Here's LaFleur in his locker room after the game on Sunday.
How do you deal with your team's psyche? You were rolling pretty good last year going into the postseason. And you could feel the momentum. How do you? What's your approach as a coach to get?
Yeah, I think it's like I said. I think the guys had some strong words in the locker room. I think their mind will be in the right place, and it all starts with our energy, how we attack it, and coming into the building. And you know, it's we said this way back when during training camp. It's standards over feelings, and. You know, there's a standard that we have to approach each day with, and you got to come in with that energy and just attack it and, you know, put your best foot forward. Cause anything, this is like March Madness from here on out. I mean, anything can happen.
I mean, when you're being asked about your team's psyche heading into the postseason, something's off. I the more I hear that stuff, the better I feel about the Eagles on Sunday. They don't seem right, even though they're obviously a good team here. They don't seem right heading into this game.
Well, that's not what you want to hear, honestly, before a playoff game. You don't want to hear we got to fix everything.
And our we got to talk about the psyche of the locker room?
Yeah, you don't want to talk about that, because it's one of those things where, you know, we were wishful thinking last year. We were in a situation where we were hoping. We all knew that the Eagles are in a bad spot, but going into the playoffs, we are hoping that the outcome was going
to
be.
Oh, we lied to ourselves. Yeah,
we hope the outcome that was going to be in our favor. I say all that to say I'm not counting on that, but it doesn't sound good. Now, we still got to go out there. We just can't roll our hats out there and expect them to lay down. You still got to go out there and play the game, but it doesn't sound good. It really doesn't sound good over there.
Yeah, if the Eagles are buttoned up on Sunday, they're in a much better spot. They're better. They're at home. They're a better team to begin with, and their vibes are way better. They're more cohesive than the Packers right now. That makes me feel good. Now we just got to make sure the quarterback's healthy, ready to go. Jay in West Philly, what's up, Jay?
What's going on?
How we doing, Jay?
Look, another day for you to worry about something. Jeff.
That's right.
You worry about everything, man. Look, you're gonna be rested, ready for the playoffs. You got Saquon Barkley back there to ease him into the game. We gonna be good, man. Stop worrying about everything.
Well, I'll worry less once he gets out of concussion protocol. I mean, that seems fair.
He's gonna be all right, man. You don't think if the game missed something last week, you don't think he would have been ready to play?
No, he didn't clear concussion protocol. He wouldn't have been able to.
The game didn't mean anything, so they kept him out of there. There's no reason. His finger messed up. That's probably what they held him out more than that concussion protocol. His finger messed up.
So but he could, but they didn't play any of the starters. He could have practiced last week and still not played. I mean,
practice for what? He know all the plays. He know what's going on.
He's the quarterback.
Exactly, and he's taking a break till the playoffs come.
Oh,
not
great.
Worry about everything, man. Not being
well. Someone around
down,
here
man.
Has to worry about this.
Look,
somebody got to do
look,
it.
You need to worry about losing that bet, which you already lost.
Oh, you're on Hugh's side of this?
I mean, because technically I did win. But the peer pressure.
What fight?
They're trying to make me succumb to peer pressure.
This is a joke.
Hey, Hugh, the nervous guy already told on himself. Because what do you say? He said double or nothing. That means you lost. That's what you say when you lose.
No, I mean, I'm just trying.
Oh,
I'm trying to offer an olive branch to. I mean, Hugh's flip flopping like a fish over here.
I should have known that Jay would be annoying about this.
I am not flip flopping.
So wait, Jay, you think defensive touchdowns should count for the points?
17.8.
Is 17.8 or 17.8? Man, I don't. You know, we can argue how we got there. But when you Google,
men lie, women lie, numbers don't.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That tell them again. Tell them again, Jay. I'm just saying.
Numbers do lie, though.
Google what I just told you.
No, hold on. Just for the sake of clarity, statistics in football can absolutely lack context, Jay. Just to point that out.
When you look at the paper, what did it say? 17.8, right?
Right, but that's without context.
Thanks for bringing
that up.
No, it is
context. You ask them. You ask your smartphone, how many points did the Eagles defense give up this year?
Well, an update on that. Because I've received text messages of people asking their smartphone.
Uh-huh.
It takes me directly to the page where it only says 17. They rounded down.
How about that?
No, that's
what you asked the people to do.
You asked!
That is not true.
It is.
I mean,
I have photo evidence.
That is not true.
Okay. So, look, if it's 16.
Well, that's still the point. I still kind of won, then.
No, it's not.
It would be 7. No, it has to be.
No.
If it's not 17.8,
the one thing
has
I do
to be
recall,
17.1.
100% is if we said 17
no,
or fewer.
No, you're right. But if it says it can't say 17. It has to say 17.1.
No, I can see it. It says 17.
I mean, the worst thing for you, Hugh, is that Jay's on your side. Jay, good phone call. I mean, you got Jay on your side. You've lost. All right? Bottom line is this. The Eagles defense, just that Flat out, the Eagles' defense allowed 288 points this year. They allowed a touchdown on special teams. They allowed a touchdown via their offense fumbling for a return. Those are the facts, and by that alone, your beard should be green right now. I am, as a friend, trying to help you get to Sunday to extend this.
You know what? See, I'm about to go on the Eagles' official spot. Let me see what my man.
Okay, you do that.
Let me see what my man does.
Let's go to Big V in Mount Laurel. What's up, Big V?
Oh man, this you know I love you, right?
I'm listening.
But
you're killing me, Hugh. I mean, you my hero, but when you sit up here, see, here's the thing. You're getting attacked, and rightfully so, because you're standing on, you know, a jackass statement. And then
Wait a minute, Big V. Are you mad at me about my take, or are you mad at me about the fact that I actually won the bet? Which one is
it? I'm not mad at you about either of those.
Okay,
I'm just stating the obvious facts.
So what are the obvious facts in this situation, Big V?
The obvious fact is that statistically will prove, since you're getting so much backlash from a statement that defense is a luxury, and is what you're standing on, which is a jackass statement.
Okay, but how am I wrong, Big V? How am I wrong? Because how many points did the Eagles defense give up this year?
Okay, let me ask the first
see,
one.
You see, this is the, wait a minute, Big V. I'm gonna let you speak, but this is why, Big V. I'm gonna let you speak, but this is where you're making this conversation harder than it needs to be, because I asked you a direct question, and I'm gonna answer your questions.
But
Big V, but you're doing a lot of tap dancing. Okay, I'm gonna ask you again, Big V, in case you missed it. How many points does it say that the Eagles defense gave up this year?
No, it depends on who you're
asking. See, this is where we part ways, BV. I asked you a specific question. We're going to have a grown-up conversation, but I'm trying to get you to acknowledge what I'm trying to get you to acknowledge. Again, I'll ask. How many points did it say that the Eagles defense gave up this year?
Okay, according to yours, it says 17.8.
Big V, because see, now you're playing semantics. We're doing a word salad.
These are alternative facts.
No, go to the NFL's website, NFL.com, and type in.
Hugh,
I'll let you talk, BV. The floor is yours. I'm done talking. The floor is yours, bro.
We don't need a website. We watched it. We watched the Jaguars defense.
The floor is yours, BV. I have nothing else to say because it's clear to me now that I can't have a grown-up conversation with you. So you got the floor, dog. It's all yours.
It's clear that you can't seem to have a grown-up conversation with 70% of the audience on that subject.
Big V, before I let you finish, because you threw a shot, I'm not wrong in this. This is personal, and I know this. This ain't about me being right or wrong. This is personal. But go ahead. The floor is yours. You got it.
It's personally about you being wrong.
See, thank you, Big V, for acknowledging this.
Big V.
Here is what's pissing people off that love you, Hugh. Instead of you acknowledging that, you get into more jackassery to support a fact that you know you've already lost. And then when we think that it couldn't get worse, you go into a higher level of jackassery.
No, Big V, y'all just mad because I'm right and I won't back down.
And Big V, as someone who spews a lot of jackassery, I get it.
I will stand my ground. And I won't bang.
I don't care, because
I'm right. Google it. Big V, Google it right now. Google it. Y'all mad because I said something that got under people's skin, but I was right for 2 years.
2 years?
Yes.
You said something that got under people's
skin. This is the hill. I'll die on this hill.
I'm going to die on
this
phone call.
This is my new heel.
Yeah. This thing was dead on arrival.
This is my new heel.
The second it left your lips.
You, Big V, and whoever else want to call me names. I stand on what I say because, like I said, when I Google what I Google, it says 17.8. And if you want me to, I will put it up again because I put it on my Twitter. It says 17.8 by the Eagles defense.
What's the reaction been on that post, by the way?
What?
What's the reaction been? You posted that on Twitter. What's been the reaction?
It's been a whole lot.
Do people agree?
You know what?
No, it's been a whole lot of people that just want me to run around with a green beard. I even got people talking about, hey, man, just do it for the people.
On the other side, we'll have a football guy, Ross Tucker. He knows what this means. We'll get his opinion on it. Plus, is he concerned about the Hurts situation? Pickett or McKee, who should be number two? And Ross's take on the game, the matchup, the Packers and the Eagles. We'll talk to Ross Tucker next, along with all your phone calls. 215-592-9445. 94.9 for Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.